let's make sure that your day is not filled with fraught and peril, but yet we make it a better way for you to spend your time. That is, this day's achievements will be, when you look upon them at the end of the day, something you are proud of. That's something that pretty much every day I feel proud of, how we deal with a lot of different things on this radio program, which is called The Good Day Show. Jennifer Horn and I, in this hour, have the job, we have the task, and we are up to the task of discussing what's going on in this big, beautiful world of ours. What sort of things are on people's minds, and how can we have you help yourself to understanding? Any questions about any of these things or comments? You certainly know you can be heard at 800-510-8255. And yesterday, my having all those people on, Jennifer, who were involved in the Supreme Court hearing on health care, a lot of people not really getting what the real issue is, the matter of framing the issues as an important thing. It's also interesting to kind of walk as I was outside in front of the Supreme Court building after I got off the air, where we were, was right across the street from the Supreme Court building, and the number of clueless characters there and the way that they approach. It's wonderful to be an American. It's wonderful to be foolish. And this is, by the way, on both sides. It's not about that. Many of them, I swear, don't know what the real issues are. Why the Supreme Court is even having here. They're just there because they either love Obama or they totally dislike Obama. And anything that's attached to his name is either the greatest thing since sliced bananas or the worst thing.
Or better yet, someone just told them to come.
Yeah.
And they're just hanging out. Or
somebody put them on a bus, paid for their trip to Washington.
Yeah.
Hey, it's beautiful in Washington this time of year.
We need bodies. Come on out.
Protest and then go down to the tidal basin and look at all the beautiful blossoms. It was beautiful in Washington yesterday.
Oh, I bet it was gorgeous.
Very, very nice. All right, so what's your take, Jennifer, after listening to me yesterday and maybe watching or listening or reading about the issue of paying for health insurance or whether or not you have to? What, you have health insurance through the company, right?
Well, kind of, I mean, I have.
Is it
own.
An issue for you and or your family and friends, people that you know?
No, it probably won't be because I won't make it an issue. But here's the deal. I don't disagree with everything that's in the Obamacare program.
Nor do I.
But what gets me is this whole laying it out. And again, it's with young people. The fact that we're allowing kids to be on their parents' health insurance till they're 26, to me,
woo-hoo,
is just not necessarily a good thing. It's encouraging the I'm going to stay at home till I'm 35 mentality that I think is, it's a problem. I don't know if that pushes people to want to get out and get a job, which goes back to society as a whole. Being a little disappointed with, like, the younger people, and I probably sound old when I say this, but just, I think we make it really easy. We coddle our youth, and we don't prepare them for the reality of what lies ahead. So that's one thing. But I don't disagree with everything in the whole program. I personally don't want the government telling me that I have to buy something, that I have to do it.
But the government tells you you have to buy, they'll tell you, government says you have to buy auto insurance. Okay, so
right. What's
the difference between
right.
this and auto insurance?
You're absolutely right. That's a good argument. And I don't love the fact that they make you buy auto insurance now because I don't think it helps. I mean, how many times are you hit by someone who still doesn't have auto insurance?
Ah, those who...
Whether it's a law or not, yeah.
Right. Those who sneak around or just decide, I'm not going to buy it, and they get away with it. They have to have it when they register, but it can be canceled the next day for non-payment
absolutely.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
And how long does it take to get to you? So interesting thoughts and realities. 800-510-8255. Hearings continue today. Pretty hot stuff because it's an election year. And so the rulings, I'm betting, well, they'll come out with the rulings before the election.
No, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you were there yesterday, so you get a feeling
Well, I listened to a lot of advocates. I don't know that I got a real feel. I was told that when they were listening to the arguments during this first session, that the part of the issue is whether or not it violates this law, whether or not they should even be hearing the issue. They apparently were not very moved by that. That doesn't seem to be the crucial issue here. It doesn't seem to be what will take the day, win the day, turn the day. It's not, that isn't it. So it's bound to be on whether or not you can be required to purchase something without the government saying you have to purchase something else. It hasn't federally. I think the difference here may be that the states require you have insurance on your car, not the federal government. So there may be that's the twist in all of this. Who knows?
And that might make me feel better.
Yeah, right.
I mean, something needs to be done. The insurance system is a joke. I mean, the fact that they make it so pricey and that the doctors get charged
expensive
so much.
Because we don't have enough. There is prevention. I did do a little. I said all along, my big bugaboo was this was there wasn't enough in it for prevention, for focusing on prevention. There is more than I thought there was. But it still is a general. We still assume we're going to get sick. Why should you assume that? Because everybody else does? No. A lot of people don't really get sick. They just die of old age. That isn't necessarily sick. It's just things just stop. And there's a whole heck of a lot of difference. The older you get, the more likely things are just to stop. And that isn't being sick. It just means it stops. At some point, the body runs out of steam and things just stop. Your lungs don't work as well. They stop functioning.
People fight that for a long time.
Heart gets tired, it stops. Yeah, they do fight that. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, and I get the inference from the energy that Jennifer has behind the conversation. She'd like to put this up on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/Good Day Show. How much do you pay at the moment for health insurance? A, nothing. My employer pays for it. B, less than $100 a month. C, between $100 and $500 a month. D, over $500 a month. E, I don't know. F, I don't care. There you go. 800-510-8255. David's in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. All right, David, what's your story?
Yeah, hi, Doug. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And, yeah, I was just listening, and regarding the auto insurance analogy that Jennifer had made, the only
Well, to be fair,
I made it. I said, that's a good one, but who really has
it? Okay, so our voices are very similar. I know that I sound like I'm in touch with my feminine side. All right, so go ahead, David.
Right, and the only thing that I would say to that is that if you decide that you don't want to drive, then the like not have a car, then the government or the insurance company doesn't say, I'm going to fine you X amount of dollars for opting out of not driving.
Okay, there's a good point. You made a good point. Thank you for adding to the conversation. What say you on this? 800-510-8255. Coming up, we have conversation about Bobby Brown, about Miley Cyrus, about Simon Cowell, and a new law passed in Ontario, Canada, yesterday, 15 past the hour on Good Day.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what'll make you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Sharp, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with a price match guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen at 17 past the hour on the Good Day program. The Florida neighborhood watchman, Mr. Zimmerman, who shot and killed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, tells police that Martin beat him up, knocked him down.
I saw that. A new twist. A
single punch. How are we to know that that's true, however, seeing as Mr. Martin is no longer around to testify on his own behalf?
Right.
Yesterday it was revealed that Mr. Martin had been suspended for 10 days from a senior high school in Miami for possession of an empty marijuana baggie. That's enough to shoot him right there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. Why not?
Yeah.
Such a...
I know. All right. Here's another misunderstood human being, and that's Bobby Brown. What's his latest claim to fame, Jen Jen?
These guys, can the Houston Brown clan just stay out of the news for a few minutes? It doesn't seem like it.
Not with the Kardashians getting all the attention they're getting.
That's right. The Kardashians are always in the news, so I've just, just realized that's going to be a thing. They're always going to be a headline. But Bobby Brown was arrested yesterday of driving under the influence at 12:20 in the afternoon, because, hey, what else do you have to do?
Well, it's afternoon anyway.
Yeah, it's fine. 5 o'clock somewhere. He was pulled over in Reseda, California, while talking on a cell phone. Once the cop pulled him over, realized that Brown was acting a little funny, gave him the test, and he was in custody in Van Nuys jail. He's 43 years old. He's already had a DUI conviction on his record. That was from an arrest in Georgia back in 1996. He pled guilty to that one, and his people came over hours after he'd been in the slammer and bailed him out.
The question is, does he have health care?
Yes.
That's the question.
And should the government ask him to have health care, Doug? That's the real question.
Greta is listening to the Jet in Lake City. Hi, Greta. You're on the air on Good Day.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
My concern is with the society that's the poor, poor people. We have many children in the school system here in Lake City that are fed breakfast and lunch and have no other food the rest of the day. Their parents can't feed them. So we're the savior of the world. We got problems here with people. Is the government going to come and take their car that they're living in? I mean, if you have no money to feed your children, how in the world are you going to pay a fine or pay for insurance? There is fraud in the Medicare system like you wouldn't believe.
I think
they should have a special Medicare account for that and Social Security and quit trying to run. I'm on Social Security every other month. My whole check goes to pay for insurance for my husband and I. We do it because we believe in insurance, but it is taxing on us. My husband is 78. He goes along the roadway to collect tin cans to crush and take to the Christian Service Center to feed people. There are over 300 families that can't feed themselves.
There's something wrong with that picture, Greta.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Good for your husband for helping.
Yeah. But at 78, you want to see somebody you love going around picking up tin cans?
Nope.
21 after on Good Day.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the Doug Files today, strippers.
Woo!
Fighting in Iowa, left one without a finger.
One without a finger?
Jasmine Somerville was performing at Dancer's Ranch.
Jasmine Somerville. Roberta, what's your stripper name?
The name of the first pet and the name of...
The street you grew up on.
Hey, Michael. So be Sheba 46th Avenue?
That fits.
Hey, can I put my clothes back on? My nipples are getting cold.
Doug Stephens, good day. Who went to the movies? Who saw The Hunger Games? You see this movie? Oh, wow. Yeah, The Hunger Games made a whopping $153 million this weekend. Can you believe it? So to get in on the movie's success before the hour is up, only one of us in this studio will walk out alive. Spoiler alert, Andy lives.
I'm good at hiding.
Yeah. You are really good at hiding. Hunger Games is, of course, a movie about attractive teenagers who were forced to fight each other to the death. Basically, it's everything you were hoping for the first time you watched Saved by the Bell.
This is kind of frightening. According to a new report, the New York City Police Department says Iran has conducted surveillance inside New York City. They say Iranian operatives are using the special mobile surveillance units. I believe they're called taxi cabs.
Yeah.
And they pick people up and they take them to different areas. And President Obama is currently in Korea, where he visited the DMZ, to which Paris Hilton said, why does he need to get a Korean driver's license? I don't get that. Actually, from the demilitarized zone, President Obama got a first-hand look at the plight of the North Korean people and what a man-eat-dog world they live in. It's tough.
Kim Kardashian had what you might call a fashion disaster on Thursday night. Kim Kardashian was at a party in West Hollywood to promote her new fragrance, and while she's on it, someone dumped flour all over her. And as you can see, America is very, very upset about it. They said that's the closest a Kardashian has ever come to cooking something. The video cuts off there, so you don't get to see Kim get deflowered, but that is on another one of the videos.
Man, the 2012 election is pretty nasty. It's getting pretty nasty out there. It's yesterday on CNN, White House advisor David Plouffe referred to the Republican presidential race as a clown show. That's as rough as it gets on CNN. I mean, that's... Yeah. So then, Romney, Santorum, Paul, and Gingrich all called the statement ridiculous, and then they piled into one tiny car and drove off. I mean, furious.
So, Khloe Kardashian Those clips provided to us courtesy of Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien. The Kardashians are upset.
She is so mad, Doug.
She has quit PETA.
Yeah, and she's even posed naked for them, so this is a big deal.
Right.
Khloe posed naked, I think, gosh, it's been a while, back in 2008 maybe.
Yeah.
And she decided that she would no longer support PETA because she called them bullies. And she said
bullies.
She said that she has supported PETA, but she's also supported not bullying. And so she was very disappointed that they would have this kind of behavior.
No more bullying. Actually, that is something to be said. Or
there's
something
true.
To be said for the bullying issue, but in this circumstances, it just seems like I don't know who's more self-serving here in general. PETA and the Kardashians, they seem to go together very well, like the scale, the balance scale for justice. You know, you put Kardashians on one side and PETA on the other side, and they pretty much balance each other out.
Yeah, it's like grapefruit juice and vodka. It's a perfect match.
I hadn't thought about it that way. Jennifer and Doug here, 28 after, on the Tuesday Good Day program.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It seems like every few months, the TSA tests out another policy or procedure. But this time, there may actually be some positive changes coming. You may have heard that children under 12 no longer have to remove their shoes when going through security. They may receive what's called a modified pat-down, and might have to go through metal detectors or scanners more than once to ensure security. There are now similar rules that apply to passengers who are 75 years of age or older. 4 U.S. airports are participating in a pilot program that allows senior passengers to go through security without removing their shoes and outer layers of clothing. If the alarm goes off, they may have to go through the scanner more than once, but that doesn't mean they're exempt from pat-down procedures. For now, we're going to see this program at Chicago's O'Hare, Denver, Orlando, and Portland. The theory behind these new rules is that the TSA is trying to focus its energies on higher-risk groups, and any security decision that involves common sense gets my vote. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This is no mere machine. The Jaguar XJ is too seductive, too instinctive to be just a mere machine. Get inside, press the start button. It doesn't sound like a mere machine. It roars to life. Experience the agility of its lightweight aluminum body. Feel it respond to your every wish. No, this is no mere machine. This is the one machine as alive as you are. And your Jaguar retailer would love to show you just how good that can feel. The 2012 Jaguar XJ. How alive are you?
Lease a 2012 XJ for $799 a month, 36 months with $49.95 due at signing. Visit your local Jaguar retailer, go to JaguarUSA.com, or call 1-800-4-JAGUAR for details. Lease rates for well-qualified buyers are determined by approved lender. Retailers have actual amounts, taxes, title, license, and fees due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. For special lease and finance terms, take new delivery from retailer stock by 4/30/12. Jaguar or approved lender may rescind or amend this offer without notice.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FloJack, 855-4-FloJack. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Capturing the spirit of the nation. Doug Steffens' Good Day program on the air with Jennifer Horn. Welcome to another great American day. Discussions aplenty about things that are of interest to you. 800-510-8255. We're sort of in and out of the discussion that many people are having on talk radio programs anyway. The Supreme Court hearing on health care law. Here's news from Ontario, Canada today, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The top court there yesterday, not involved at all in anything about health care, they voted to legalize brothels.
Oh, that's a good story.
The decision was an attempt to make prostitution less dangerous for those who work in the field. Starting next year, sex workers will be able to work together in a brothel in any part of Ontario, which is one of the problems. It's like states there. And starting later on next month, prostitutes will be able to hire bodyguards. Soliciting in public will be illegal. However, the case allows a discussion of this even further. So the Supreme Court of the state of Ontario, or the province of Canada, says okay, but the Canadian Supreme Court has yet to weigh in. So that'll be their next move, or maybe one of their next moves. Big time. I think I've always said that prostitution ought to be legalized. It's a foolishness. And for people, this is, again, one of those the sort of value judgments.
If it were legal, do you think there would be less of a stigma on it? Do you think like that politicians else, like, wouldn't get into trouble for messing around with
for
that?
For using prostitutes?
Yeah, because it always seems like they're the ones using the prostitute.
Yeah. That's an interesting question. The fellow who was arrested from France, what was his name? The guy with three names.
That was chasing around.
Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
He's now being sued for something of, sort of same nature as what he was charged with over here. Frequently, he and other folks who are in prominence apparently set up some kind of a prostitution ring to use in Washington and in Europe, and they would bring, I don't know if I have the whole story, but that's what it sort of sounded like.
It's legal in Europe, isn't it?
In some places it is. Yeah, it depends on where you go. 800-510-8255. Okay, so encouraging people to talk about the health and the what damages incurred by not having insurance. And then we've used the car insurance thing as sort of a comparative, comparing and contrasting. Becky would like to continue with that if she's listening on WMEL in Melbourne. Hi, Becky.
Hi. I just wanted to say that the government, federal government, does not mandate auto insurance. It's the states.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah, but I think somebody else had said it was the government.
It is the government. It's the government that is in the states.
But it's a difference.
Not,
because
see,
the states have a control. That's the issue, I think, though, that people think that the states should have control, not the federal government.
Did you not hear us say that very same thing?
I must have missed it.
No, it's okay if people do that. Mm-hmm. Nobody's
the
perfect.
Other thing is the Republican Party's Medicare Part D prescription plan is also optional.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody called in and said that that was mandated.
Yeah.
You don't have to take it.
You got all kinds of dumb people listening to this program. Sorry about that, Becky. Thanks.
Don't talk about our people that way.
Dennis is in Salt Lake City. Hi, Dennis.
Hi there. I have a concept. I became aware that some states already do this in some areas.
Do what? Where do we do what?
Assigned risk. In other words, if you do sell health insurance products in a state,
yeah,
in proportion to the amount of the market you have in that state, you accept assigned cases from the state. So somebody who is otherwise uninsurable applies to the state assigns so many of these people to your insurance company, and you provide them coverage.
Yeah.
And the other thing that should be done is money paid for health insurance, whether it's through your employer or whether you're self-employed, should be tax deductible.
Well, if you live in a world where there's a 60,000-page tax code, maybe. If you live in a world where there's just a simple flat tax or a sales tax, maybe not so. But you've considered this and you've come up with some interesting ideas. Mandated anything is against my grain, but certain personal responsibility here plays. And the way it's being handled by a lot of people, it doesn't play particularly well. All right, Dennis, thank you for listening in Salt Lake. Let's move over to Palm Springs, where Mike is listening on KPSI. Hi, Mike.
Speaking of dumb people listening to the radio, I resemble that remark.
We'll be the deciders of that, Mike. Make your statement
right.
First, then we'll decide.
Yeah, all right. Well, as far as health insurance, you know, I would like to have health insurance, but right now I'm spending about $300 a month more than I'm bringing in, you know.
So recipe for a disaster.
Thing to go, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just can't afford it. I'd like to, you know.
What are you spending, if you don't mind my asking, what's more important than health care that you're spending money on?
Well, I'm just talking my mortgage
rent?
Payment, utilities,
yeah.
You know, food, gas.
Yeah,
and you know, that's about it. I had I was a crane operator for like 25 years, but I lost that job. Got laid off in 2009.
So why didn't you move?
And
to someplace move. Else where you could get. They're looking for crane operators in New York City. I was listening to an ad yesterday. It wasn't actually an ad. It was a story. Mayor Bloomberg has given the city permission to allow. Who would have thought this would be an issue that you'd follow on the news radio station? But the city of New York doesn't have enough crane operators, and the trade union says, we don't want you to let people in unless they belong to the union, have 3 years' experience, blah, blah, blah. Bloomberg says, hey, if you got a license working for somebody else, why can't you come into the city of New York? And so you could get a job in New York, Mike. Get on the next plane. Leaves at 7:15. You can be there, have a job before the day's over.
Yeah, sure. And where's the money coming from for that move? Oh,
well, you got to spend a little to make a little, Mike. You can't stay there and rot. We don't want you to sit there and rot. Terrible thing.
No, I mean, you know, I'm making it, but barely. But, you know.
But, you know, there are a lot of people who are in your place. You can't do any better than this? You can't get off the dime? You can't work two jobs? I mean, if it takes more effort, how much time do you spend a day not doing things that are productive at this point in your life?
Well, not much, really. You know, I mean, I work 12 hours a day sometimes, you know, as often as I can.
Well, I'm asking you these questions because I know that you think you can't afford to pay a fine, and I'm not sure that's going to be a question. If you're a tax preparer, or if you do it yourself, or if you send in a return and you don't have health insurance and you haven't paid a fine, somebody's going to be chasing you around. And you can say, okay, so what are they going to do? Who knows what they're going to do? This is part of the problem with these mandated things, and the government tries to look for ways to encourage you to do it. So if you don't do this, they're going to do that. And where does it all end? It's like debtor's prison. Remember in the old days, they sent people to jail because they couldn't pay their bills. What the hell kind of stupid thinking is that? How are you going to pay your bills by being in jail? It's the same kind of thing. So it's kind of like a circle. You're around and around and around, and where it stops, nobody goes. I'm not you, so you've told us your story, and we'll boil it around and appreciate your call and see if somebody else has a suggestion or a like story. 800-510-8255. Speaking of stories, the latest on Miley Cyrus, Drew Barrymore, what's the, you pick. You want to pick one or the other or both of them?
Let's talk about Drew, just because I like her just a smidge better.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Drew Barrymore, who we know is pregnant. She's confirmed that she's pregnant, about 3 months pregnant. She has announced that she's planning a summer wedding. She wants to be a bride before she has the baby, and so she's decided that she's going to get married in June.
Did she decide, or do you think she decided in concert with her husband-to-be?
It was all her.
All her.
No, I'm sure they planned it together. They look like a very cute couple, very under the radar, which I like because she's had a lot of high-profile romances that never turned out very well.
Yeah.
And she wants to get married early on, and she's already looking for dresses. In fact, she was in Paris just recently, and sources say that she picked out a Chanel.
Everybody goes to Paris when they're looking for wedding dresses.
I go to David's Bridal, but, you know.
I have a question.
Yes.
In 1982, Drew landed her first really big role. She starred in E.T., that Steven Spielberg movie that was so cool, The Extraterrestrial.
Yes, so cute, and she was so cute.
All right, so here's the question. If you have a moment or two and you can reach back into the crevices of your mind and make it work, what was the name of her character in E.T.? 800-510-8255. Drew Barrymore in E.T., The Extraterrestrial. She was a youngster. What was her name in that movie? 800-510-8255, just for the heck of it. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller, and I told the field artillery observer that, I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off of me. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way and I'll get my men down, because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What's cooking there, Jennifer, between what's happening already today and maybe over the last 24 hours or so? Have we welcomed in throngs of people with intelligent points of view? And I didn't say thong. I said throngs.
Throngs of people, yes.
Stop laughing, by the way. It's annoying.
I know. Someone called and said they wanted me to stop laughing. And you know what? It is hard for me to stop laughing, sir, because sometimes I think things are funny.
Yes. So there, sir. So go wear a hat over your pajamas. Go ahead.
But I do offend if my laugh is a little annoying. I just really can't help it.
I don't think your laugh's annoying. If I thought it was annoying, guess who would be the first to hear that? Anyway, go ahead.
You would tell me. Okay, so yesterday our question, and it kind of blew up on Facebook, is about this government, should the government be able to force you to buy something?
Yes.
And so lots of people have chimed in. Many of them said yes. Many of them have said no. But I think the no's have it. Just to tell you a little bit about what people are thinking. Frank said, no, if it was just a medical cost, that would be one thing. But healthcare opens door for the government to have influence over our food, exercise, sleep habits, hobbies, almost everything that might affect medical costs. So that's where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And then someone said, instead of doing the healthcare program, she'd be interested in more clinics. She said she wants to set those up all over. If they had government-enforced clinics to help students, to help older people, that would be something she would get behind.
Huh. All right. What are you behind? 800-510-8255. The question about Drew Barrymore, who's getting married in June. Mm-hmm. I'm getting married in the morning. Here's Shirley in Jackson, Tennessee. Shirley, I drove through your town on Friday afternoon and all that rain. My
goodness.
Oh, no. Lots and lots of rain. But I didn't get there in time to go to the radio station. But I wanted to say hi to you especially. Hi, Shirley.
Oh, hi.
All right, so what do you remember about E.T. and the name of the character that Drew Barrymore played?
Oh, I love that movie, and I love Drew Barrymore. Her character's name was Gertie.
That is correct.
Very
Gertie
good.
Is her name. So you've done a nice job. Where are you going at this moment in your day?
I'm going to Nashville. My brother's having surgery today.
I'm on the road,
and I heard the question. I knew the answer. I've never called a radio station before.
Don't you feel lucky? Very good. What's the matter with your brother?
I'm having thyroid surgery, so I'm hoping it's routine and that we'll be okay, and I'll be back home tonight.
Yeah, aren't you the good sister to go take care of him?
Yes.
He doesn't have anybody else in his life, or are you just a good sister?
Yes. There are two siblings, and he has a wife, so we'll all be there with him today.
That's very sweet. What a sweet thing.
We'll hold a good thought for him.
I'd give you a prize just for that, because you're a good sister. Hold on just a second, Shirley. Thank you for visiting with us. Gertie. Gertie is the name. Here's an email from Carl Golden, who writes, Jennifer, about the conflict regarding the young black man that was killed by the neighborhood watch person. Mm-hmm. Two things stand out in my mind. Number one is the fact that Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch member, not a police officer. Therefore, regardless of what was going on, he did not have the authority to detain, arrest, or enforce any law. Number two is the fact that he proceeded to follow the young man after being told by a law representative not to. The dispatcher, remember that call. From that point on, he was the aggressor regardless of anything else and was beyond the law. If I were a young black man being pursued by a white man, I'd probably be concerned as to what his intentions were and would be on the defensive, too. There was a fight for a life that night, and there was someone in fear. Of that we can be certain by the fact that Zimmerman, having a broken nose and a cut, but one had the right to fear for his life. The one who had the right to fear for his life is dead. Zimmerman is guilty of at least manslaughter simply because he went way beyond what he had a legal right to do, which is observe and report, not perpetrate a conflict. Interesting thought there. The whole thing is a sad reality and a can of worms. There's too much of this kind of stuff, but yet there are problems in neighborhoods and people want to protect themselves because the law doesn't do a good job of it sometimes. 51 after on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Devoting our time to the things that interest you, the Good Day program at 53 after the hour now. This point of the program brings us around to try and understand more about technology, what's going on in the world of technology, better living with Doug and Shelley Palmer here, who focuses on what AT&T is going to begin selling in just a couple of weeks and just a couple of moments here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas Race Team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, in a couple of weeks, AT&T will begin selling the highly hyped and fairly well-anticipated Nokia Lumia 900 Windows smartphone. Say that three times fast. And the really big news is the price point. $99 with the obligatory two-year contract. It's 4G, has an 8-megapixel camera, and 16 gig of storage, which is a lot of features for $99. But should you buy it? While it certainly is cheap enough, consider this. If you're an iDevice user, you know, iPad, Mac, iPod, etc., then you should probably get an iPhone. If you're a heavy Google user, Gmail, Google Docs, Google Apps for Business, then an Android phone may be the way to go. However, if you're a heavy Windows user who spends your day in Microsoft Office, the new Windows Phone operating system makes a lot of sense. Why is the new Nokia Lumia 900 going to be so cheap? That's easy. AT&T, Nokia, and Microsoft want you to buy as many of them as they can make. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This is no mere machine. The Jaguar XJ is too seductive, too instinctive to be just a mere machine. Get inside, press the start button. It doesn't sound like a mere machine. It roars to life. Experience the agility of its lightweight aluminum body Feel it respond to your every wish. No, this is no mere machine. This is the one machine as alive as you are. And your Jaguar retailer would love to show you just how good that can feel. The 2012 Jaguar XJ. How alive are you?
Lease a 2012 XJ for $799 a month, 36 months with $49.95 due at signing. Visit your local Jaguar retailer, go to JaguarUSA.com, or call 1-800-4JAGUAR for details. Lease rates for well-qualified buyers as determined by approved lender. Retailers have actual amounts, taxes, title, license, and fees due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. For special lease and finance terms, take new delivery from retailer stock by 4/30/12. Jaguar or approved lender may rescind or amend this offer without notice.
A healthy smile requires a bit of work. But with the help of some clinical breakthroughs, that job's a bit easier. Brian Osage gives you more details now.
Although regular dental visits are important, so is maintaining that clean and healthy mouth on a daily basis. Plaque begins forming on teeth anywhere from 4 to 12 hours after brushing. That's why it's so important to brush at least twice a day and floss daily. So what is a daily brusher to do? P&G has launched the new Crest and Oral-B Pro Health Clinical Plaque Control Line, the right combination of oral care products to help protect teeth and maintain that professional level clean. The Crest Pro Health Clinical Plaque Control Toothpaste helps protect against plaque, cavities, stains, and bacteria that cause bad breath. The Oral-B Pro Health Pro Flex toothbrush has individually flexing sides that adjust to teeth and gums, removing up to 93% of that hard-to-reach plaque. The Crest Pro Health Clinical Rinse completes the regimen by helping keep teeth 91% clean of plaque for up to 2 months after a dental visit and helps reverse gingivitis in as little as 2 weeks while killing 99% of germs in the mouth. For more, log on to CrestProHealth.com. That's Be the First to Know from P&G.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
Uh-oh. Numbers are important. Uh-oh. It's a 59-pound.